My little article is called Seekers Find. Those who earnestly and fervently seek the Lord in His fullness will not be disappointed. He will reveal Himself in all His glory and grace. Many will see and begin to know the deeper things of God through His Spirit that only those seekers will find. The Lord tells His followers and those who seek Him that He has given everyone all He can give to save by the very act of His supreme sacrifice on a cursed cross. He came to save you from the world and its enticements, but has also given you free will, and it is up to you to use your will to renounce it and all it stands for, which is against His godly kingdom. He is full aware of how you try to deny and fight His admonishments that the world is your enemy. The world is full of sin, and it wants you to become a party to it. He has given you all of Himself to help you resist and move yourself above the one set out to dismay and destroy your soul and spirit, which should be fully God's. Your decision, then, is a defining one as to whom you will follow while on earth and then eventually spend your eternity with. Will it be your Lord who chose to lift you up and give you eternal peace and rest, or Satan who desires to bring you down to the depths of despair and ruination? He has given you the person of the Holy Spirit to give you divine direction, to encourage you in your endeavors, to teach you right from wrong, to convict you of sin and its consequences, and to meet all your spiritual needs. He finds, though, even with all this, that many prefer to follow the enemy and be a participating part of the world. Has God not openly shown us by actions and example how much He loves us all and how He ardently desires our fellowship? He also desires for us to come completely empty of anything carnal and materialistic. For when we go to Him, we cannot bring anything with us but our submitted soul and spirit. Everything that we thought we could not do without with most assuredly will be left in the world as we depart it and go to be with Him. This is true no matter who you are, you will spend eternity with. Read the Word and learn who Jesus really is and what you gain by believing in Him and all He has done for a world that is still so opposed to Him and His pure and holy way of life. By learning of Him, there is so much to gain and nothing to lose. One of the major things God sees is your reluctance to forgive others. Satan wants to make you not forgive and not forget so that there will be a permanent mark on your soul. He wants you to be kept in a situation where you are subject to pain and suffering due to a slight or memory that will leave a lasting mark on your soul, where to forgive and to forget no longer becomes an option. This makes you party to a scheme that makes you a prisoner of your thought life and leaves you incapable of doing it God's way, which would bring peace and joy again to your heart and spirit. He has given you an antidote to all of this poison's corruption of your spirit by giving you a spirit of forgiveness that heals hurts, scars, and relationships. Do not allow Satan to fill you with negatives that will scar your purity, holiness, and clear conscience before Him. Because God has given you a free will, these messages are only to make you aware of your God-given choices. His kingdom is built on the right one to allow you to see the way, the truth, and the light. There is no one who can decide but you, but always remember there is a penalty for the wrong choice, one set by the Godhead since the beginning of time, and the one who makes the wrong choice will never see or know the delight of the right choice unless they come to know our Lord in His fullness, and if they seek Him with all their hearts.